The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing how PoNS device to help adults in rehab for walking problems gets FDA approval. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized the use of a medical device called Portable Neuromodulation Stimulator, or PoNS, as a short-term treatment for walking difficulties in people with multiple sclerosis. PoNS, developed by Helius Medical Technologies, is a non-invasive medical device that, when placed on the tongue, delivers mild electrical signals to the brain via two major cranial nerves. The mouthpiece is connected via a cord to a controller that is worn around the neck. By sending these electrical impulses, the device is believed to promote neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to rewire itself in response to new experiences. The PoNS device is approved for use in conjunction with supervised therapeutic exercise programs, as it is thought that increasing neuroplasticity could improve the benefits of rehabilitation for people with mild to moderate MS symptoms. Today's authorization offers a valuable new aid in physical therapy and increases the value of additional therapies for those who live with MS on a daily basis, Christopher M. Loftus, MD, Acting Director of the Office of Neurological and Physical Medicine Devices in the FDA Center for Devices and Radiological Health, said in a press release. PoNS is approved for the use with patients ages 22 and older. It has not been tested in younger or pregnant patients, so it is not recommended in these populations. According to the FDA, the PoNS device should not be used by people with certain other health conditions, including penetrating brain injuries, oral health problems, neurodegenerative diseases, chronic infections, unmanaged high blood pressure or diabetes, pacemakers, or a history of seizures. It also should not be used in individuals sensitive to certain metals. Since the device delivers electrical stimulation directly to the tongue, it should not be used if there are open wounds or tumors in the mouth. Helius requested FDA approval of the PoNS device last year and responded to a request for additional information earlier this year. The device was approved in Canada last year to help treat walking difficulties, also in conjunction with physical therapy. The FDA's decision was based on findings from two clinical trials. In one, sponsored by the University of Wisconsin at Madison, 20 people with MS-related walking problems undertook a standard exercise program, during which they were treated with either the PoNS device or a sham device providing no electrical stimulation. Results showed that the PoNS group experienced a statistically and clinically significant improvement in dynamic gait index by an average of 7.95 after 14 weeks of use. No such improvements were seen in the sham group. DGI assesses walking ability, specifically The test was designed to assess the likelihood of falling. The other trial, sponsored by Helios, followed a similar design. 14 adult patients were treated with either the PoNS device or a sham device while receiving intense physical and cognitive training. Results showed that the PoNS device group experienced statistically significant improvements in sensory organization task, a measure of balance, after 14 weeks. Analysis of DGI scores showed no significant results after the same amount of time. No serious adverse events were reported in either trial. FDA approval also was supported by real-world data provided by Helios, which was generally consistent with safety findings in clinical trials. Again, no serious adverse events were reported. PoNS was approved through the FDA's De Novo pathway, meaning the agency found that no similar devices are legally marketed in the U.S., and that the data provided support its safety and efficacy. Of note, this action creates a new regulatory classification. Future devices of the same type can go through a pathway called 501K pre-marketing process and be cleared for use after demonstrating substantial equivalence in safety and effectiveness to the PoNS device. The FDA designated PoNS a breakthrough device last year. The device is currently under review by Australia's Therapeutic Goods Administration.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Jesse Ace.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hey, I'm Jesse Ace, columnist for MS News Today, and today I'll be reading from Jennifer Powell's column, Silver Linings. How to feed your soul and find positivity amid MS. Our thoughts influence our being. The stories we tell ourselves frame our reality. They affect the decisions that we make, our behaviours, and ultimately our overall mindset. These serve to either nourish or starve our psyche. If we are what we eat, then are we what we think? This can be difficult when MS is our constant travel companion. When negative feelings such as pain and sadness dominate, how can we feed our souls? Be patient with yourself. This is a marathon, not a sprint. The road to acceptance is a continuum. The goalposts change as this disease progresses. It is healthy to honor feelings such as anger and grief. It is healing to then challenge yourself to find an alternative. What feeling or emotion could better serve you? Write these positive words down on sticky notes throughout your home. As you see them, visualize a time in your life that you felt this way. What can you do to bring yourself back? This can invite a balance on even the most difficult days. Be kind to both yourself and others. I have found this the most powerful elixir. Doing something for someone else is powerful. Never underestimate your ability to bring goodness into the life of another. I love to volunteer with Animal Rescue. If I cannot do an event, I make phone calls or respond to emails. I think of friends or family who could use a handwritten card. I might even put some flowers in a bunch for a neighbour. You have the amazing ability to make a difference. Cheer yourself through each of these challenges. Choose your thoughts. This is such a powerful tool to retrain your brain. I do this proactively in an effort to hold a healthier mindset. I follow each negative thought with a positive. I am in pain. Maybe followed by, I am grateful I can stay home today. These action steps invite my mind to follow suit. This process has now become innate. Behaviour is learned. Never doubt your ability to be both teacher and student. We cannot ignore the elephant in the room. We have MS. This is our lifelong companion. But you are not your MS. It is imperative to distinguish your disease from your identity. The joys, the milestones, the loves, and the adventures are still you. MS can never take those away from you. I found it helpful to accept the MS. I tried so long to resist its presence. This only made the elephant larger. In addressing it, I was able to extinguish the fear. Ultimately, we are in this together. You are not alone in any of your stinking thinking. When the chatter gets loud, take an action step. Envision a dimmer switch. Every time your thoughts become too loud, dim the switch. Imagine the pleasant din of a quiet in its place. If you are so inclined, invite a positive thought to take its place. Nourish your psyche. Starve the MS.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.